laws of strategic living. And in this month, we've themed it a month of strategic living. Basically because I believe that as Christians, we should live our life strategically. We should just not live our life blown by every wind that comes forth. We should be strategic. We should know where we're going. We should have a goal. We should have a destination. And we should live a life based on the destination we're going to. So, for example, somebody that would be, if you have a plane to catch to maybe America, and your flight is 4 o'clock in the evening, you would not find that person in Milton Keynes hanging out with friends at 3 o'clock. You would not find that person just going shopping and hanging out, you know, at the mall, shopping center. No, that person would be packed. You'll be ready. You'll be prepared. You would have planned your time. The time you want to leave home, the car you're taking, how you're getting to the airport, what time you need to check in. And exactly the same way, as Christians, we have a destination. God has given us a purpose in life. And in order to be effective and successful as Christians, then we need to live our lives strategically. I mentioned last week that there's a difference between just being a Christian and being an effective and successful Christian. A lot of people are just Christians. What does it mean to be a Christian? You give your life to Christ. You accept him as your personal Lord and Savior. But not many people are effective Christians. Not many people can be called or associated being successful as Christians. And I'm not talking about business success now. I'm talking about saying that this is a Christian, a successful Christian. And exactly the same way, the way you have lawyers, you have some lawyers that they call the term, somebody mentioned it last week, you know, those ones that stand charge and bail. You know, they stay by the court gates and they are looking for people to charge and bail, whatever that means, you know, that will just pay money immediately. But you have some that sit in their offices and they are strategic. They come to them. So there's a difference between being a lawyer and a successful lawyer. Both of them are qualified, but there's a difference. And the same way with Christians, there's a difference between being a Christian, having that label that you are a Christian, and having the label as being a successful Christian. That's why we started talking about the laws of strategic living, which basically means that the laws that will help us to live as effective and successful Christians. Put another way, you can call them the principles that will help you to live as being effective and successful Christians. And just to recap, we started last week by stating the first law, which I call the law of first things first, which basically states that pray before you move. The law states that you need to pray before you act. I use the example, you would not leave your house in the morning without brushing your teeth. A lot of Christians make decisions without praying. And they leave the praying till the end. Or they make a decision and say, God, I want you to approve this decision. But it should be the other way around. We should pray and get a word before acting. There may be times that you may not be able to pray, like I said last week. But because you've been praying regularly, you have the mind of Christ in you. Amen? I'm not going to spend too much time talking about that. I spent quite a bit to get the message. I would actually encourage everybody to actually get the series. Amen. The second law that I mentioned last week, the law of solid foundation. This law states that your knowledge of the Bible will determine the strength of your Christian life. So, if you want to build a house, the foundation is not solid. That house cannot last. Exactly the same way, the Bible, your study of the Bible, your knowledge of the Bible is the foundation that will build your Christian life. If you don't know the Bible, your foundation is not solid. Because the Bible is what makes you have an understanding of what it really means, how to live, the commandments, the laws, the instructions of God. So that's your foundation. And I explained that if the foundation is not right, then the building will be crooked. Amen? Third law is the law of self-denial. And that states that you need to give up in order to gain up. Basically, that means that you must be ready to deny yourself of certain pleasures in life in order to gain certain blessings. You must be ready to give up certain rights that are justifiably yours. And I use the example of husband and wife, you know, sometimes in a marriage, in a home. You know, maybe the husband offends the wife or the wife offends the husband. Now, they have a right to say that, yes, I'm offended. And this needs to happen before I can forgive you. But there are times, if I know there are times, a lot of times, all the time, you must be ready to give up your right in order to gain God's approval. Amen? So you need to be ready to give up in order to gain up. The things that you give up will determine the things that you gain. And the last law that I stated is the law of sacrifice, which I explained that you scatter to gather. The more you scatter, the more you gather. The more you sow, the more you get blessed. The more you give, the more you are blessed. Whatever you scatter, you'll find it gathering unto you. If you scatter your time, if you invest your time, give your time, you'll find out that you'll have more time and people will have time for you. Give your money. The more you give, all things being equal. Obviously, everything I'm saying, they're all related. So you cannot give in isolation when you are disobeying certain other instructions or you are living an unholy life. You know, the more you give, the more you have. The more you are blessed. Amen. So just moving on, the fifth law that I want to share this morning is called what I've called the law of success. Now, although I've called this the law of success, in reality, it does not assure you of success, but it's the first step towards success. And this law states that you read to succeed. You need to read in order to succeed. In the book of Hosea, chapter 4, verse 6. Hosea 4, 6. The Bible states in Hosea 4, 6, it says, my people are destroyed. Why? For lack of knowledge. It says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Amen? And then it goes on to say, because you have rejected knowledge, I also will reject you from being priest for life. Because you have forgotten the law of your God, I also will forget your children. So that scripture is saying that for lack of knowledge, destruction has come upon certain people and they are not able to succeed and become the priest that God intended them to become for that lack of knowledge. Listen to me. When I was growing up, they used to say something that what you don't know won't hurt you. And I used to believe it years ago when I was young. But you know what? It is a lie. Ignorance is an enemy that should be hated and fought with all you have. Your development will be stunted in your areas of ignorance. Listen to me, you can never master areas where you are ignorant about. Every area in your life that you have ignorance, you can never succeed in that area. Whether it's in marriage, you don't have understanding of what it means to be a husband, you can never be a successful husband. You can stumble once in a while on what to do. And when I say stumble, you just stumble and just happen to do something. But if you are ignorant, if you don't take time to understand, to read what it means to have a home, to be a husband, to keep a wife, you cannot be a successful husband. In any industry, listen to me, if today I decide that, oh, I want to become a medical doctor, and I put the doctorate, title doctor in front of my name. And I opened a surgery. What, it becomes a slaughterhouse. Why? Because I have not read to acquire knowledge in that area. Even doctors that are general practitioners, they cannot practice as surgeons until they study in that area. Any area of your life where there is ignorance is an area where there's potential to fail. Listen to me. Ignorance is one of your greatest obstacles to your success in any endeavor. Bishop Oyedepo said something. He said, ignorance is the greatest mountain any individual has to climb. That there's no mountain greater than the mountain of ignorance. You know that ignorance can destroy and kill endeavors. Marriages have been destroyed because of ignorance. Families have been separated or have separated because of ignorance. Businesses fail due to ignorance. Law of strategic living says that you read to succeed. Listen to me. When you read about a certain area of your life, you eradicate ignorance in that area forever. Once you read and understand concerning an area or a particular area, ignorance is eradicated. And that's your first step to succeeding. And you see, the thing is that you must be ready to spend, because it's costly, in order to eradicate the areas of ignorance in your life. You must be ready to pay for it. A lot of people will see a book and they'll say it's £20. I'll say, that's too expensive. But you will not think of what that £20 will do in your life. Not that £20. That book. The knowledge you will get from reading that book. The knowledge you get from reading that book may make the difference between a happy home and a stormy home. The knowledge between reading that book may make the difference between having a successful business and one that is not successful. Or a successful career and one that is not successful. Not many people are ready to spend in order to succeed in terms of reading. I remember years ago, there was a certain gentleman that came to a certain church. A certain gentleman called Peter Daniels, a billionaire, an Australian. And he was selling a set of tapes for £500. I spent £500 on buying that pack. I think there were just about four tapes in it, or four or five. Let me know. Now, I'm not sure I've gotten the value from it. That's the truth. I wouldn't say I've gotten the value. I'm not sure when I look at it, it was for me value for. But the packaging was serious. But for me, the man said that he put certain things that helped him. I don't know if you guys understand what I'm talking about. Do you know that lack of knowledge holds people in bondage? So, let me show you. Isaiah 5:13. Are you getting something this morning? The law of success says you need to read in order to succeed. Isaiah 5:13. It states something. It says, therefore, my people have gone into captivity. Why? Because they have no knowledge. Hey! My people have gone into captivity because they have no law. It then says their honorable men are famished. That's hungry. And their multitudes dried up with thirst. Why? Because they have no knowledge. Knowledge can hold you in bondage. If you find yourself struggling in any area of your life, let me advise you. Spend whatever it costs in order to acquire the knowledge required to get you out of that area. A lot of people don't have a study. They don't have books. They don't have a collection. And you want to be successful as a Christian. You want to be successful? Some years ago, growing up, you know, I didn't have anything called leadership skills. All I wanted to do is just enjoy myself, have fun, and, you know, just live life. But after I became a Christian, I began to devour books on leadership. I began to read, listen to tapes about leadership, because I knew that God was calling me to certain positions of leadership. And if you wake me up today and ask me to begin to talk about leadership, I don't need any notes. I don't need 5 minutes preparation. About marriage, relationships, wake me up and I can teach for an hour, 2 hours without stopping on relationships. Why? Because when I had challenges in my marriage, when we first got married, what did I do? I acquired knowledge in that area and started practicing it. I don't know. Am I speaking to somebody this morning? The law of success states that read to succeed. What book? I wish I could take a vote around here and ask people the kind of books they've read this year. Some people read OK Magazine and that's what you spend your money on. Some people read Meals and Boons. Is it Meals and Boons? What's meaning? What's booning? Some people, all they read is things pertaining to their career. That is good. You succeed in that area, but you're not succeeding as a Christian. You need to begin to invest on things that will make you succeed as a Christian. If you find yourself struggling with prayer, get books on prayer. There was a time I started reading books on prayer because I wanted to learn how to pray. Now, reading will not teach you how to pray. You have to do it, but it gives you some principles or guidelines. It will not, you still have to do that prayer in itself. But I started reading books on prayer. If you want to develop certain areas concerning your Christian life, there was a time I got books on fasting. Years ago, I got books on fasting. I needed to understand about fasting, prayer and fasting. What does it mean? What are the benefits? Amen? You see, sometimes people, we call corporate fast, and out of obedience, a lot of people fast. But because you don't have an understanding, knowledge, sometimes you don't get the benefit that you're meant to get out of it. Are you with me? Next law, next one is what I've called the law of application. Actually, before I talk about law of application, let me talk about another law, because that goes with the law of success. The law of growth. We'll come back to law of application. The law of growth. The law of growth states that you grow through learning. Learning is different from reading. Learning occurs throughout your lifetime. You see, once you begin to train yourself to learn, you begin to grow more. Let me explain. Before I do, let's look at the scriptures. Let's look at Proverbs 1:5. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 5. The laws of strategic living, the things that will make us live as effective and successful Christians. Proverbs 1:5. Proverbs 1:5 states that a wise man will hear and increase learning. You know, notice it's not read. It says he will hear and increase learning. Proverbs 9:9. Reading will help, but learning is important. Proverbs 9:9. It says, give instruction to a wise man, and he will be still wiser. Teach a just man, and he will increase in learning. Listen to me. Learning is a lifetime occupation. And you need to train yourself. Get this. Somebody put it this way. He said that you are a student of life and a student for life. That means you are a student of life. Life generally, things happening in life. And you are a student for life throughout your lifetime. And you when you stop learning, what you find is that you stop growing and living. But get this, you need to train. There's a way you can train yourself to learn from situations, to learn from circumstances, to learn just by watching people, to learn from people, to learn from objects. And one of the things I tend to do is I learn from the things happening around me. I learn from coming to church and just watching people. I learn from taking a walk in the park. Let me explain. Some years ago, just to give you an illustration, some years ago, I went for a walk around the lake and you know, I sat down to take a rest, you know, while walking and things. And I sat down, you know, I just sat down and you know, I was looking down, just meditating and thinking about a couple of things. And as I did that, I noticed that an ant just moving around. And it was, you know the way ants move around. They don't move in any particular direction per se, but they have a direction. And that ant sort of got to, let's say, there was an obstacle, a big obstacle in front of it, like this sort of speaker. And it was like, couldn't climb it, and it tried a couple of times. And then that ant, all of a sudden, I saw it navigating a route around it. Navigated a route around it, and then continued on its journey. Listen to me, I learned from that situation. What I learned is that on your journey of life, you will come against obstacles. On your journey to your destination, there will be very many obstacles, but you need to find ways to navigate. Just like God gives you direction, it does not mean that you will not find things stopping you. And I found the Holy Spirit telling me that is how I need to begin to live my life. That no matter what obstacle, there will always be a way. Just by watching an ant, I learned. I also learned from things happening, the political situation, the circumstances. Let me use a recent one. I learned a lot from the political drama that unfolded recently. That led to the coalition of the between the conservatives and the liberal democrats. I learned the importance of being prepared. I learned the importance of being prepared. Listen to me. I learned that, when they spoke about the televised debate, nobody reckoned with Nick Clegg. Everybody was talking about David Cameron and Gordon Brown before the debate. I learned the importance of taking the opportunity that presents yourself, no matter how small. After that first debate, my goodness, the whole newspapers, the media was full of liberal Democrats, and And I learned that, hey, you must be prepared for every opportunity that comes your way. And perform at your best. He took advantage of the opportunity that presented itself. I also learned something from the coalition government. I learned that being the least qualified does not mean you are disqualified. I don't know if you understand what I'm talking about. Nick Clegg, out of the three main contenders, in quotes, was the least qualified to occupy any seats. But I learned that the fact that you are the least qualified doesn't mean that you are disqualified from a position. Hey, I don't know if anybody is, if you understand what I'm talking about. I learned that when God says it is your time, circumstances and situations will begin to work in your favor. Look at how the election results worked in Nick Clegg's favor, whereby he became the kingmaker. Do you know what that taught me? Get this. Don't look at what you have and say it's not enough. Oh my goodness. I don't know if anybody is getting what I'm talking about. This man that had, how many seats? Even less than he had initially. I think they had 61 before, 62. Now they have 55. He's the deputy prime minister. Ha! He determined who became the prime minister. He changed some of the policies. Least qualified. That's years ago, nobody listened. I remember watching one of the political debates, you know, the prime minister's question time. And he was trying to make a point. And, you know, they were just shouting him down. He got upset and said, oh, you, maybe something like you don't listen, or something that, even if you don't give me a voice, or something along those lines. Quite a while back, he's now become, when he talks, everybody listens. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Get this. I'm talking about learning. Look at the lessons that came out of that for me. Look at the lessons. Time will not permit me. I also learned the importance of partnership. Being ready to collaborate in order to achieve a purpose. You need to get this. You see, when you see yourself as a student, you will learn from mistakes of others. You will learn from the successes of others. You will learn from the rich and the poor. You will learn from both old and young. You learn from animals. You learn from birds. You learn from things that cannot talk. Things that you see on the... Time will not permit me. There was a day that I was walking around the park as well. Another day. And the Holy Spirit started speaking to me using the stump of a tree. And I started learning from that. When you see your... You see, learning is a continuous... You don't need to read to learn. But when you begin to learn or train yourself to learn, you find yourself growing. I don't know if you understand what I'm talking about. Law number 7. Okay, let's go back to the law of growth. Oh, law of application, I beg your pardon. The law of application. Did I give you the scriptures to go with law of growth? I did, okay. Yeah. Okay, law of application. The law of application states that what you practice is what you become. You need to practice what you know. So practice to become. And this law is linked to the law of success. What do I mean by that? The things you read, I always say this, the things you read, the things you listen to, the things you know, will not make a difference in your life until you apply them or practice them regularly. So the fact that you read your Bible, you study your Bible, the fact that you read about financial management, the fact that you know certain things will be of no benefit to you until you begin to apply them. So the law of application basically means that until you practice those things that you learn, those things that you read, those things that you know, then you cannot become what you want to become. Amen? You know, there's a saying, there's a popular saying that practice makes perfect. The things you practice becomes a habit. The things you consistently practice and do will become a habit that would make you successful. So let me use an example. A lot of people know that in the morning they ought to pray. A lot of people know that in the morning they ought to do their quiet time, or at least daily. Pray, do their quiet time, read the Bible. But although a lot of people know that, majority do not practice it. Majority do it from time to time, but not consistently. You know, it is said that knowledge is power. However, I don't agree with that. What do I mean? I would rather put it this way. That knowledge is power only when applied. Knowledge that is not applied is not power. It is useless when it remains unapplied. You see, get this. One of the keys to the law of application has to do with understanding. Because knowing something and then being able to acquire understanding will enable you to be able to practice it more. What do I mean by understanding? Just using the example of praying in the morning and things like that. Knowing that you need to pray, if you don't understand the benefits of it, then it becomes difficult for you to apply it, to do it. Because you just know it. When you have understanding in a certain area, it becomes easier to apply what you know. It becomes easier to apply what you know. You know, it amazes me that if I use the word, that a lot of Christians who know the scriptures, it amazes me that, you know, we know what we ought to do, but do not apply or live and do the things we ought to do. It's interesting because if you look at Deuteronomy 28, let's look at it quickly. Deuteronomy 28, verse 1. Are you getting blessed? Deuteronomy 28, verse 1. Are you there? It says, "Now it shall come to pass, if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God, to observe carefully all his commandments, which I command you today, that the Lord your God will set you high above all nations of the earth." And then he talks about the blessings. But notice what he says. That verse is talking about application. Because it says to obey and observe. So it did not stop. It doesn't say to know. And then he says that once you apply those commandments, observe them, you'll enjoy the benefits. You'll be set high above all nations. So it's the application that makes a difference. It's the application. Amen? What do I mean? Coming to church every Sunday will not make you a good Christian. Reading the Bible will not make you a successful Christian. It is when you begin to apply what you read in the Bible. It is when you begin to apply the things you hear in church. That's what will make a difference. That's what will make a difference. Many people will hear this message and do nothing about it. Many people will hear what I spoke about last week and do nothing about it. But those that hear it and do, there will be a difference in their life. And that's the truth of life. That's the principle in life. Luke chapter 8, 21. Luke chapter 8, 21. It states something. Jesus said something there. Luke 8, 21. It says something. It states that, but he answered, this is Jesus, when they asked him that his brothers, mother and brothers, you know, when they approached him and things, and said they were standing outside. He said something. He says, but he answered and said to them, my mother and my brothers are those who hear the word of God and what? Do it. Those are the people I associate with. Those are my blood covenants. Those that do it. He didn't stop at those that hear the word. He said, those that and do it. You know, the importance of application, it's very, very, very important. Let me give you a practical illustration. Practical illustration. You know, some time ago, a while back, I decided to dabble a bit in Forex, you know, in the markets, Forex markets and things. So I went for a seminar. And also this has to do with the price, actually. I should link that to the knowledge. You know, I wasn't ready. People pay thousands of pounds to learn, to acquire knowledge in that area. I decided that I don't want to. I want to take the shortcut. So I didn't go for the thousands of pounds. I first of all found some free seminars. And then after attending free seminars, I found one that's, you know, budgets, you know, maybe about £100 or thereabouts, or £200. Anyway, I attended the seminar, the training, I think. So I decided to dabble a bit in the foreign market. And I was a bit successful in some areas. But one of the things they teach you is the psychology of market. About how to, in terms of your emotions, not allowing your emotions, you know, when you're trading, and various things. But when I saw certain profits, my emotions took the better of me. Now, I had the knowledge. But in the midst of it, I did not apply the knowledge I had. So instead of acting in a rational manner, I allowed my emotions to take over. And of course, all the profit I made, I don't know if you, one of the things they teach as well is have an entry and exit strategy. So know when to enter and know when to exit. Now, when my emotions took over and you see the market rising, I forgot all the strategies. That's the truth. I forgot about the strategies. I said, this is, let me get in before. Of course, I did not have a strategy. So I just slipped in. The minute I leaped in, it was at the top. So the next thing I just saw, I saw it dive. I thought, And then they say, have an exit strategy. Now, I didn't have a strategy. So my strategy became anything that goes down must come up. So I thought, okay, it's going down. It must come up. It must come up. Come up. So I started waiting. That's another story. Of course, after that, I haven't traded for a long time now. Oh, amen. I'm still deliberating that should I go back or not. At least try to recoup my losses. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. I don't know if you understand what I mean. Now, I had the knowledge. But the strategy. But the knowledge I have is only partial knowledge. What do I mean by that? I wasn't ready to pay. And this goes back to the law of success and law of learning. You know, I mentioned that you must be ready to pay the price for knowledge. Now, the price that I ought to have paid should have gone into the thousands of pounds in order to get proper and full knowledge. But I only got partial knowledge, but I did not understand certain things about technical analysis, fundamental analysis, and various things, how it works. So, but I wanted to succeed based on the partial knowledge that I have. Is that making sense? And I thought, okay, as I go along, I will learn. But it hasn't proven that way. Amen. Praise God. Are you getting blessed? Next law. Law number 8. Laws of strategic living. Law number 8 is what I call the law of reflection. The law of reflection states that the things you reflect your life, you reflect upon, will determine the life you live. Or put another way, reflect to change your life. You know, in Proverbs 23, verse 7, the Bible states something. It says, as a man thinks, so is he. As a man reflects upon, so is he. Your life, if you think of it, is a mirror of your thoughts. It's a mirror of your thoughts. If you search deep within you, if you look at your life and search deep within you, you find out that it's a reflection. It's a mirror of your thoughts. It is how you see yourself that has determined who you are and what your life has become. Your prevalent thoughts have and will continue to shape your life. Your prevalent thoughts have up till now, and they will continue to shape your life. Listen to me. Your thoughts are taking you somewhere. But it may be, or it may not be, where you want to go. Now, the truth of the matter is some people don't think. But that is taking you somewhere as well. That means it's taking you nowhere. Some people don't reflect. You see, when you do not succeed, when something happens and you mess up, you need to reflect. Some people don't take time to reflect upon things. Amen? You see, the things you meditate upon, they determine what you become. In the book of Joshua chapter 1 verse 8, you know, the Bible says something. It states that God told Joshua, he said, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. And then he went on to say that upon it you shall meditate day and night. So let me read. It says, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night. That's what you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then, notice what it says, you will make your way prosperous. And then what? You'll have good success. Notice that it talks about what? Meditation, reflection, and also doing, application. It says, you shall reflect upon it, then you will make your way prosperous and have good success. This indicates to me that we should be deliberate about the things we think about. We should be deliberate about the things we reflect upon. We should not just reflect upon anything and everything. We should think and reflect about the things that will take us towards where we want to be and what we want to become. I'm talking about living strategically. Listen to me, get this, and I'll close with this last law. One of the most powerful things we have is our thoughts. A lot of people don't realize that their thoughts is an asset. Your thoughts, they're an asset. In fact, your thoughts are creative. Your thoughts are, they are a force to be reckoned with. And when you utilize your thoughts very well, it will serve you very well. The law of reflection reflects to become, to achieve. Reflects to change your life. The things you reflect upon will determine where you go. Amen. Let's rise up as we